Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, and with me is Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Michael, how's it going?
It's going really well. It's going really well, as always. Kind of a long week, but I'm really excited, of course, to what's to come.
Lots in the future for this game. It was good. Didn't do too much, but just got to chill out a little bit. Like you said, long week, so it was nice to relax a little bit this weekend.
Nice. Yeah, I kind of had one of those weekends as well. So we got a really awesome show. Of course, we got some huge news last week, but we also had some mishaps from Sea of Thieves. We're going to jump into what exactly happened with the updates. They reverted the updates and what's going on today with the game. And then the new trailer drop for the Hungering Deep update. It was quite the teaser. So we're going to talk about all of that today. So we're going to start first with the patch notes. So Tuesday morning, they released the patch, which they said that they would the week prior. They released private and open crew selection, they hiding gamer tags underwater, and handing resources to one another, like bananas and such. And those are like the three main updates. And eventually throughout the day, they realized that it was sort of breaking the game still. And that was the reason why they didn't do it the week prior. So it kind of broke the game. Eventually, they kind of went into sort of a code red situation, I gotta assume, and they reverted back the updates, and people are still having kind of server issues and such, but then they re-uploaded the main two of the three updates, which are hiding gamer tags underwater and open and private crews. So like right now, that's what you're gonna see in the game. Everything's fine. So a lot happened. At least they were able to kind of adjust on the fly. What did you think, Brian? Because I know we talked a lot about sort of how we can't really let, you know, Rare can't really let these things happen. It kind of happens more often than not with them. But, I mean, do we forgive them? Is this positive? Is it negative?
It's definitely something to just keep in mind going forward that, like, we've seen it happen with, like, these kind of smaller, just quality of life updates, even though they shouldn't really happen at all, and something that seems like pretty easy to implement compared to like a big Hungering Deep size update. And the fact that it happened like twice in a row with the same update, even though they like rolled it back and tried to fix it, it's a little worrisome. But like going forward, it's just something to like keep in mind that if there's like an issue with the Hungering Deep, like don't get like too upset. We know that they've had issues, and at least they'll like try and make it right as soon as possible. They won't like just release it knowing that there's a bug, or if there is a bug, kind of like just like do their best to fix it immediately. So I'll give them a pass, but it's not something I want to see going forward. I hope this doesn't become a trend, because they have a lot of updates planned for the summer, and if it makes the game unplayable for periods at a time, that's like just as bad as the launch week issues that they had.
Right, I think that they have the main two updates in the game right now, which are the open and closed crews, which is I think probably the number one most asked just quality of life update. And then the gamer tags underwater is probably a close, maybe second or third big ask. The handing each other resources is nice, but I wouldn't say it's a game changer. So I'm glad that they have those two aspects in the game. It's tough to say, like they're ambitious, and I think people were upset at them because they didn't release it the week prior, and they're like, hey, just be patient. We need another week to work on this. And they did it when they said they would, and then it kind of didn't work. So I think people need to be a little bit more forgiving. I think that Rare may have felt the pressure from the community to release the updates a little bit, maybe prematurely. I do think the Sea of Thieves community has to be patient with these things, and I'd rather Rare take an extra week or two or three and get it right than release it a little bit too early. It is a little bit it's just hard to test like something like at scale like this, because they probably test it amongst themselves, but they don't test it on a large scale unless they release it.
Yeah, they had the same issues with like they did all the scale tests before the game even launched, and then once it launched, like they weren't even prepared for the amount of like players that they would have on launch day. So like testing it to scale has definitely been an issue for them. But, like maybe they just put these things in like beta, I guess, like, kind of, I guess that's kind of what they're doing so far, like putting them out there. It's not working, rolling it back, and like call it like, hey, we're going to do a beta for this feature, and if it doesn't work, we'll pull it back, instead of saying we're releasing this thing now and then it doesn't work and people get upset. They could like approach it a little differently to kind of just for like how they present it to the player base.
Right. Maybe they can have like a beta server that you can go on knowing that there might be potential problems.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or maybe for some play, like, I don't know. It's tough to say. I was a little bit bothered because I was kind of like, a lot of people were kind of scared to log on, because as someone who, you know, doesn't have like a crazy amount of time to play per week, I want to make those play sessions count, and I was kind of just afraid to like play the game and get kicked out due to like a server error. So I was afraid to play. A lot of people were afraid to play. But now I think people should feel comfortable jumping back in. We need people to be playing so that we can test these things and making sure that the game is working properly for everyone playing. So luckily I think they handled it pretty well. As well as they could have. So,
I mean, there's not really much they could do besides just like pulling it back and then telling everyone, "Oh, we're working on it."
Well, I'm glad that they did have the courage to do that.
Yeah.
So I think we've covered that enough. But we kind of just wanted to break it down for people who are kind of lost and weren't sure exactly what was happening. So right now, things are fine. But on Thursday afternoon, as part of the Inside Xbox show, they did release a teaser trailer for Hungering Deep, which is going to be released May 29th, which is a week next Tuesday. So I think that's really exciting, something everyone's looking forward to. Before we kind of talk about the trailer, you know, I think people need to understand also, and I'll say after watching the trailer, it just doesn't strike me as a huge update. I really think it's like a small to medium sized update. But again, they showed no gameplay in the trailer, so it is still very tough to tell.
Right, that was like my biggest issue. Even though I liked it, I enjoyed what I saw, but a lot of people had an issue that it wasn't necessarily a gameplay reveal trailer. It's more just like a teaser, even though it's been hyped up to this point. Like, watch out for the reveal trailer mid-May. Like, this is the first big update and everything. Even though they're selling it as a medium-sized update, it doesn't really feel like that. Although the story and everything was cool, and I thought the animation was really well done with it, but it just wasn't a gameplay trailer. There was nothing about the new AI threat or the new NPC, really. It was just like, here's a little something to like wet your beak with until the actual update comes out. So it's hard to really speculate exactly what's coming besides some sort of big new enemy.
Right, and we're going to dive into the specifics. I'm going to actually kind of go on the opposite end of your thoughts. And at first, I was a little bit, like, disheartened by the trailer just because, like, I thought, again, like, I mean, I thought it was cool, too. The animation was really cool. But I was, like, still, after the first time watching, I was like, okay, so we have another Kraken, and it's going to be a shark. But then, like, when I watched it a second time, I kind of paid more attention to the details. And, I mean, I kind of... And again, in a way, like, this whole game, right, is like no tutorial base at all. Like, there's no heads up display. There's nothing teaching you the game. And I think it was interesting because in this trailer, it really didn't give you any specifics. It was very cryptic. And I think it's going to be maybe cool for the community to sort of discover the secrets on their own rather than it being spoiled in like a trailer. So in a way, I think it's cool. I think it's sort of within the game's personality and format, not showing that much detail. So you can look at it in a cool way or a bad way, but it's possible the gameplay's not done yet and they didn't show the gameplay, or it can be that they want to just be... I don't know. I mean, I got to think it's pretty much done. They just are...
They got to be like fine-tuning things at this point. Yeah, testing and everything. Yeah. But I had similar thoughts to you, like... It's a new AI threat, and it's similar to the Kraken, where it just shows up every once in a while. By the way, I still have not seen a Kraken in the game.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've only seen it a couple of times, but...
I haven't even, like, seen it in the distance. Just, it's been, like, missing. So if it were to be something like that, and it doesn't even show up half the time, or even more, like, 75% of the time, I'd be disappointed. But kind of like watching it again, I was able to like, I guess, enjoy it a little bit more because I know kind of just like what it was. It wasn't necessarily a gameplay reveal. It was just like a little teaser. But for what it was, I mean, it was cool and I liked it.
Right. So let's break it down, because I think at first that's kind of how I felt, but I don't think that's exactly how this new AI threat's going to work just based off the teaser. So if you haven't watched it, it's only, I don't think it's even 2 minutes long. Go to the Sea of Thieves YouTube page, you'll be able to find it. But basically it's a character who's doing basically a monologue, telling a story, a tale, of a shark monster. And basically it, like, people, like, he's kind of saying like, sailors and pirates, whatever, are trying to tame it, and there's kind of an animation of like sort of like sailors or pirates like trying to throw spears at it, and they can't control it. But he's then said like the ancients learned how to summon the creature. So when he said that, there were pirates on the boat playing the drum, which could be a new instrument in this update, the hurdy-gurdy and the concertina. And then they also said that they would offer a sacrifice and that they would be able to summon this creature and go along the seas in peace. So I think that obviously when you're watching the animation as he's telling the story, it seems like you're going to have to play the three instruments and you're going to be able to summon the creature. And maybe that will like help you defend off other ships. You don't know how to summon the creature. I'm not really sure exactly. And then that the guy said that he's been seeing recently that ships are disappearing without trace. So I think that's kind of, and that's pretty much the gist of his story. So it was cool. I mean, I thought it was really cool. Like, I would have loved to see some gameplay, but maybe it'll be fun to figure, like, see it on my own.
It would have been cool to just see, like, the monster at least swimming in the water. Maybe, like, you see a boat sailing into the picture, and then underneath it, like, a huge shadow, like, that fills the entire screen, just appears. Even, like, that amount of gameplay, I think, would have been enough to get people, like, really excited. But there's a lot of interesting ways that it could go with, like, the dynamics and everything. Like you said, if everyone on board plays all the instruments and summons the creature, and you're in the middle of a chase, you're being chased, you can summon it and have it attack the other boat. That could be like the sacrifice, and you could get away, and then somehow you can go and gather up the treasure that the other ship who was chasing you had on board. If that's the way it works, it could be like really cool, or it could be like really annoying based on just like people randomly calling it. So I don't know. It's really tough to say at this point how it works, because we really pretty much have no idea. There wasn't a whole lot to go off of in the trailer.
No, and I don't want to speculate too much, because we're going to find out next week. But I can't see it being like something that like you can just spam.
Yeah, because it could get really annoying if people are just constantly playing music instead of trying to like play the game or have fun that way.
Yeah, it is tough to say. I'm not really sure exactly how it works, or maybe you need a second, because I know that they said in the roadmap that you're gonna have to work together with other crews. So I don't know if you need to find another crew to do it. I think they might create some way to communicate better with other crews. I believe that's what they said in the roadmap as well, like when they did that last month. So I think what we wanted to just kind of talk about was just sort of what we saw in the trailer and what kind of the basic assumptions we can make for the update and what to expect. But I mean, they didn't really go into, because it wasn't like a developer talking, like Joe Neat or something like that. But what they said in the roadmap was that we're going to see a new AI threat, which is going to be the shark, it looks like. There's going to be a timed event, they said. So not sure if this is something you can only call every once a day or something like that, like in game time. We don't know. There's going to be new things to unlock and to achieve, which is exciting. Hopefully there's some reward basis for maybe defeating the new AI threat. And there's a lot to look forward to. I like we don't know what the update is, but I would say this will give us a good idea of what updates will look like. But I would say the next update after this will give us probably the best idea.
Yeah.
Cursed Sails and Forsaken Shores, because those had the biggest lead time, and every update after this one should have the same lead time as the other one. Because for the different teams who are working on each update, so that the team, once they finish the Hungering Deep, they're going to start working on the update number 4. So there's going to be 2 updates in between this team's next update. So they're going to have another like few months to work on it. So I think that's really exciting. So, but I would say this is going to be probably the smallest of all the updates, but they did tease it as kind of a medium sized update. So hopefully it's more than just having a new AI threat. Hopefully there's a lot of really awesome reward mechanics. I think that would be obviously the most ideal situation, or new NPC, something like that.
Yeah. People who have seen the trailer and have like gone in game to like investigate things about it, maybe find something about it, have already seen things on an unmarked island on the map that relate to the character in the trailer and the ship and everything from the trailer. So there's definitely going to be something. People are speculating make maybe a new Merchant Alliance quest is part of this update, something like that, which I think anything in addition to having the new creature is going to be a plus, because just having like the new creature could either be really tedious, it could be really spammy, it could just be not that cool at all. So having just that, I don't think would consider, or like would is really considered like a medium-sized update. That'd be like a really small like weekly thing in my opinion. So to have like something that relates to the factions, I think pushes it to that medium-sized category. But I also think that since this update has like the smallest lead time, we shouldn't expect or like over-expect from it. We should take it for what it is, enjoy the gameplay. Hopefully it's enjoyable, and there's a lot of things associated with it that keep the game fresh and fun. But we shouldn't like expect some like crazy new update with this. It's going to be what it is, pretty much.
Right. But, and I'm glad you mentioned the weekly updates, because I think what's also something that's really exciting to look forward to after this update is that we're going to expect weekly live events. So something new every week to hopefully maybe chase as a reward, or new AI. I don't know. We're not really sure yet, but that's also another thing to look forward to as well, which is going to make the game a lot more exciting to play each week, even after this update.
Yeah, totally. I'm just kind of curious, like, if everything is going to be based around the new AI, or the new NPC, I mean, like, what his role is going to be. In addition to, like, cosmetics and everything, maybe he sells, like, some new things. But if it's true that this NPC is, like, on a random island in-game that has yet to be introduced, and maybe that's his, like, post for the game, I think that's an interesting concept, too. Instead of having all the NPCs be at the outposts, like the faction people and the shopkeepers and everything, if they were scattered throughout the world and either you could go find them on your own, or we were told where they are and they have like different quests for you based on which update they're part of, if that makes sense. I think that's an interesting idea, instead of just having, you know, like 5 or 6 different locations with NPCs that are all pretty much the same, and like changing it up a little bit so you can go to like Sharkbait Cove. I'm not sure if that's where this guy will be, but if you could go there and do like some sort of like shark quest or something, and then go to like a completely different part of the map and do a different quest for a different NPC.
Right. Or maybe he's on a different island every week,
yeah,
or something like that, with like a new quest, or like, yeah, I think that would be cool if they were not all just at the outpost. It'd be cool. I mean, I understand why they would probably do it at an outpost, because there's several outposts, but like if you had just like one particular island with that one NPC, it's kind of like annoying if you happen to spawn on the complete other side of the map or something like that. So, but I do think it would be cool if they were on a select island, or maybe the island changes. Yeah, I think that would freshen up the game and just make it the map more interesting, rather than just going to like an outpost.
Right, because like a lot of the, I feel like complaints right now are that the islands aren't populated at all. So if you have just one character populating an island and you know where he is, it can also create like more PvP encounters. If a lot of people are trying to go there together, or like if you have a weekly event and then you have to turn something in at this one specific island and everybody's going there, you're going to create like a lot more encounters and that could freshen up the game as well.
Yeah, anything that does change up the game would be nice. I do think like this update won't be like a huge game changer, but like I've said probably in every single episode we've done so far, like 1 year from now, even 6 months from now, I think this game, the world is just going to be vastly different. And the islands, hopefully there's going to be new places on the map or something. But I'm really hoping this world really evolves in the next 6 months after these next, like, six updates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, six updates will be over, like, 8 months or something like that. But
yeah,
still,
around then.
Yeah, and that's something that's getting me really excited is that, like, this game is going to be a lot more lively rather than sort of this game that's kind of... if it does feel dry after a while, where you're kind of, it is sort of repetitive and that it's not really that fresh, but where the game's constantly changing, even on that weekly basis, would be really cool. Because I mean, after a while, right, like I'm not burnt out at all from the game, but I could see how people, if the game doesn't really change that much in the next like month or two, that people might just not really want to commit more time to it. They would rather spend their time, I don't know, with another game where they can progress better.
Right. Because
the grind is pretty real in this game.
Yeah, I saw this one thing on Reddit today. It was a picture. It was like a graph or like a chart that had stats from someone who just became Pirate Legend and then comparing it to someone who just hit level 40 across all three factions. And the stats were like distance sailed, number of chests turned in, number of skulls turned in, things like that. And the person who just turned level 40 had around half of all the categories of the person who hit Pirate Legend. So basically implying that once you hit level 40 on all three factions, you're halfway to Pirate Legend, which to me just absolutely blows my mind. Like, we knew that as you got to higher levels, it was going to scale up, but like scaling up that much where you're already putting in like, I don't know, 150 hours to get to level 40 and then just to go 30 more levels, you have to put in another 100 hours. It's insane.
That's absolutely crazy. Yeah, and that's kind of just how... I mean, I never really played many like MMOs and such. I mean, I'm not sure if this would be... I think this would kind of be categorized as an MMO, but the grind is pretty real in a lot of those types of MMOs. I do feel like this one is... possibly the grindiest, though I haven't really played games like World of Warcraft much and stuff, so, but I think it's absolutely crazy for this to be like that insane. But also at the same time, it's like when you level up, you're not really getting much as you're leveling up. Like, sure, there's like cosmetics, but it doesn't really change the game for you very much. And that's kind of just goes into one of those underlying themes of this game, is that like you're not really getting more powerful. Everyone's sort of on the same level playing field, which I actually kind of like. But at the same time, I feel like if you do commit a lot of time, the cosmetics might just kind of not be enough to keep you driving all the way up there.
Totally.
Especially when Pirate Legend is, it's not that much different than the non-Pirate Legend voyages. It's just a collection of all of them. So, it's tough. I mean, I'm really hoping that these live events really make it so that you are more incentivized and driven to get to Pirate Legend. But it's going to take you, you know, 250-300 hours to do that.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane. Plus, you always, and plus, this game is not forgiving to solo players once you hit, in my opinion, once you hit like level maybe 20 or 15,
mm-hmm.
like it's not forgiving.
Yeah. Just takes so long to do everything.
Which is a whole other thing.
But hopefully, like, with the addition of the NPCs, like, that's a really, really easy way to just have them populate specific islands. You can change up the world that way. That's definitely, like, a new way to play, in my opinion. Sort of like the Destiny model, where each planet has, like, its own, like, merchant with quests for that planet. You could do sort of the same thing here with, like, specific quests to each NPC, and they're each on a different island. Or maybe, like, if you had two NPCs as part of like the same update and they're on like different sides of the map to like kind of eliminate that issue if you're on the other side of the map but you want to still do that person's activities. That's a really easy way to change up the game, and then obviously the live events and everything can definitely freshen things up.
Right. I do hope that the the weekly live events do give you stuff to chase after, that are like cool. I mean, they released, I think, some new cosmetics this week for like ships and stuff, but I mean, I'm hoping that the Hungering Deep just has like a whole fresh set of things that you can get. Maybe some that are limited time only to really drive players to come and play the update. But we really have no info on the weekly updates. They are aiming for this to start right after Hungering Deep, but who knows? Maybe it starts a couple weeks after. We don't even know how long, if like Hungering Deep is like just a content update. Like they did say there's going to be timed events, but we're not sure if it's like a timed event, like the 2 weeks maybe that Hungering Deep comes out, or like in the game, it's a timed event that happens like a skull for every 3 hours, or, you know, we just don't really know for sure yet. Is this like, I mean, there's obviously going to be some type of permanent update, but is like this new AI threat going to always be in the game, or is it just these 2 weeks? Or, I mean, it seems like it's a content update, which means that it's going to be a permanent.
Yeah, they got to add it permanently. Can't, like, if they didn't add it permanently, then it would just basically be like a weekly event, like a 2 week event. But they're selling it as a content update, and so I have faith that they're gonna make it like a true content update and keep the thing in the game the whole time and add potentially this new NPC and have like a whole set of new cosmetics and like more customization options, maybe like tattoos or like scars or things like that, to just really get people like excited about their character and about playing again.
Right. I mean, it would be cool to add some deeper cosmetics, right? Like, yeah, people really want like tattoos and scars and things like that. So anything that can get players to maybe have a little bit more customizability for their characters would be cool, just because, especially since this game is a pure cosmetic progression system. But I think it would be cool if like there is like a fourth faction added that's just like a PvE kind of thing. So like every time you like defeat the Kraken, you get like special points, or and then those points or whatever unlock like special cosmetics or equipment, things like that. And then same with the shark, you kind of get points for that as well. That'd be kind of a cool faction. But because there is like that one locked, there is like one locked place, right, in the outpost.
Which one are you talking about?
Like at the outpost when you go, there's always like a locked room or like a locked store, but it doesn't really matter. I think it's like on top boarded, of like the clothing.
It's boarded up.
It's like boarded. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So yeah, they could easily do something with that. And I think there's so much that can be like revolve around just this NPC. Like if the Kraken, or not the Kraken, this like shark thing is summoned every, you know, like 3 hours, like the Skull Fort, and you find it, like something could be like each time you kill it, you get like a piece of it or something. Like maybe you get like a fin or like a tooth or something like that, or like a piece of its like skin or something. And if you collect a certain amount, then you can like turn it in and trade it in for cosmetic. Or they could maybe introduce some sort of like crafting system where if you gather enough like resources from this AI, you can like craft like a new hat or something like that. That would be really cool. That I think that could definitely entice a lot of people to like play again, and it's a different kind of grind. It's not just sailing back and forth between islands to catch chickens. It's like trying to go out on this hunt and like actively search this creature and kill it, because then you can go craft something really cool. Something like that I think they could add, and that could be really cool.
Yeah, crafting, anything that really just adds like a deeper layer to customization and all that is 100% needed in this game. I think a lot of people really wanted like color options for like the sails and the masts or the hulls, especially because some of them look the same and such. So anything like that would be cool, like crafting stuff, especially like if you defeat the Kraken, maybe you get some type of, you're right, Kraken themed crafting materials that can craft like a cool sword or something, that maybe like part of the sword is made out of the Kraken body or is added.
something like that.
That would be really cool. And I think that's kind of what Monster Hunter World does, is when you defeat a monster, you have the crafting stuff that you get afterwards is sort of tied to like the monster that you kill.
Right.
And then you craft new weapons. So yeah, I mean, I think that would be really cool, obviously, especially making those AI threats a bigger part of the game. Cause right now, like, I mean, besides the Order of Souls quest, it's like the Kraken really isn't a major part of the game. Like people don't really love when they run into it. It's not something they're like, oh man, like, yes, the Kraken, like maybe like the first time or two, but then after that it's like, oh, this is kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's just like a nuisance at that point.
Because then if I think if there was like a reward tied to the Kraken, people would be stoked to run into the Kraken and be like, yes man, like finally. Especially because the Kraken doesn't show up very often, especially for you.
Yeah,
so it would be like I mean, it's like Destiny when you get an exotic Engram drop. It's like that barely ever happens when you play the game. So it's like you'd be looking forward to like a Kraken and be like, yes, finally. Right. Because it's like, oh, I need like two more Krakens defeated so I can like craft a special hat or something like that. And then it shows off to other pirates something that you actually accomplished. Because right now your outfits, besides the ones that maybe, besides Pirate Legend, I think there's maybe a couple things that you need to be level 50 for. There's no way really to tell another player like something you've accomplished in the game.
Right.
Besides those few scenarios. But it'd be cool to make it a little bit more obvious because a lot of people don't really know if you have like that certain, the level 50 Order of Souls, like ship customization. This, I think it's like the Sea Dog maybe. I forgot what it's called, but anyway, like just something that like shows other people something you've accomplished. I know people want that stuff for like PvP, but if we could start out with like the PvE stuff and I don't know, just certain goals that you've hit, and you can get customizations for those goals that you hit for like Kraken, whatever. That would be ideal as like an ideal update to just further incentivize people to play the game and get those customizations. Even if you're not getting more powerful, maybe, you know, like you've defeated the most like 10,000 skeletons, and so you get like a special hat for that and stuff like that. I think people want the rewards to be tied to accomplishments as well, rather than just being like, oh, I have 50,000 gold now, I can buy whatever outfit I want with minus like a couple or something like that.
Yeah, there's no real fun in just like going to buy it just based on like putting in sheer number of hours to grind it. Like what you're talking about, you can actually go out instead of like looking for a PvP encounter, or instead of trying to do a faction, you can go out and like physically look for the monster that you need to find, the sea creature you need to find and kill. It's just like a lot of like missed opportunities. Like there's still a lot of time, obviously, they can do this whenever, but like it's a very easy way to just change things up, and I would definitely be like really excited to go out and do like a like hunting quest or something like that in order to get these rewards.
Right, and especially because then it freshens up the game and gives it more variety. Instead of just doing the three factions, you have other things to chase and work at for, essentially. Just freshens up the game. It's really easy wins, I think, that the game can do. And it's not, I think it's not too late, but hopefully with the weekly live events or like the, one of the content updates that they do, put something like that into the game.
Right. If they were to implement something like this, and it would be like weekly, the weekly events, like we're going to have this shark thing spawn like every hour or something, and you need to collect 20 shark teeth, but you can only do it for this week, and you get like a really cool, I don't know, shirt or something really cool, like peg leg or whatever, maybe like a shark tooth eye patch, something like kind of unique like that, then I think people would like log on just for that week, and like you might see an increase in like the player base for that week because they're trying to grind for something that they're only going to be able to get right now.
Right. And that's all stuff. I mean, I'm very looking forward to all the weekly live events, the content drops. It's going to make, I think, just especially because right now, like if you looked on Twitch today, there's literally less than 1,000 people watching Sea Thieves on Twitch. And it's just like so buried in the directory that nobody's really that interested in watching it right now. It's just kind of like old news. And I hope that like Hungering Deep and these weekly live events is going to get people more interested in what Sea Thieves has to offer. Not saying that that's like directly correlated to like the popularity of the game, but it is still like disheartening when like it used to be in the first couple rows and now it's like towards the bottom, that people just like aren't really watching, don't really care. So, I mean, I'm again really excited. What do you think, Brian? I mean, what are you looking forward to this week?
I want to jump back in and like see what's changed, see everything that they've added, maybe go find that unmarked island and talk to that NPC, because that's something that's missing right now, just like the sense of like adventure, I guess. Because we kind of know at this point what the game has to offer. We've seen everything, we've done everything. So definitely just looking forward to that new, the new things that are coming out, and hopefully that changes up the game in a good way. Because right now, like you said, the player base has kind of dropped off, but I think it's found like found its niche. Like the people who like the game love the game, which is great. Like every game needs its community, and like there's a lot of dedicated people in the community right now who really love the game. And it's not for everyone, but the people who like it really love it and like to play it a lot. And I think it's Rare kind of just owes it to them to make good on the hype that this game had and really just show the love to the fans with some really awesome content.
I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Thank you so much for listening to us for another week, our 12th episode. We're really excited for Hunger and Deep launch. As you know, we have some exciting stuff in the work. So please stick around for the next episode and you might hear some new stuff that we're working on. We're of course available across all platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. If you can leave us a review, that would really, really help us, really appreciate us. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you so much again, and have a wonderful week.